Now, you could say this is a porch.
Okay.
And this is a porch. Now, what do you, I mean, if you say, if you left something on the porch, you know, if you left something on here, you'd say, I left it on the porch. And if your mother looked on this porch for it, you'd say, no, not there, on the
front porch.
And what do you call this one?
Back.
You call it the back porch?
Yeah.
And you call the doors the same way? Like the
front door and back door.
Mm-hmm. And you say you call it that porch if it didn't have a roof, a patio. Well, what about if it was just a place like, you know, a square, maybe 3 feet by 3 feet that you'd walk out and then go down some steps? Would that be a patio?
No.
Would that have a name?
You mean like if it was just coming off of the house and there was no roof, there was just a...
Just a little place, you know.
Hmm. What would I call that? I don't know.
What about the bedrooms? There are 3 bedrooms there, so how do you, you know, tell the difference in them?
Okay, well, like, if I was explaining it to someone, I guess I would call this the front bedroom, and this the back bedroom. Now, this middle one was my parents', and I don't know, I guess that would be called more the master bedroom, I guess. Yeah.
Is that where your mother sleeps?
Uh-huh.
So do you say, what does she call it?
Her bedroom.
So do you call it?
Call it my mother's bedroom.
And all right. What's the kitchen like?
Well, it's got, let's see if I can draw it.
Oh, nice. Sure, if you want to.
I did something strange here. Oh, I left out a room. This is what we call the breakfast nook.
Okay, call that the breakfast nook.
Right. That's the door. Okay, well, there's a what we call the kitchen sinks right here.
Okay.
And then there's cabinets and the refrigerator and stove. There's a door here.
So you eat in the breakfast nook.
Right.
Would you eat there if you were having real important company?
No. There's a... The living room is kind of arranged to where a part of it's like a little dining area. Mm-hmm. And we'd eat in there. This is a small room. You know, you could only sit maybe 3 or 4 people at that old table.
That's making a funny noise. I don't know what it is. It's making a... Well, is there a place in the house where you have a, you know, the heat? How's the house heated? That makes more sense.
Well, it doesn't have central air and central heat.
How
it's just
it?
Heaters, gas heaters.
Did it ever have any other kind of heaters?
No.
Well, have you ever been in an old house that had a different kind of heat?
Yeah. You can ask me what are those called, huh? I've just always called them heaters.
What do they look like? I mean,
The big tall standing ones. I remember in elementary school we used to have those kind of heaters. And if it was raining or something, we would be told to come in and take our shoes off and put them by the heater. And they were...
Oh, you call it the heater?
Yeah.
Was it like a radiator?
Yeah.
Well, what about yours? Are they gas and you light a match and put it in there? Well, did you ever see something like in a real old house? You know, put wood in there?
Fireplace?
you have? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Not many people down here.
No,
have
we don't have them down here because there's really not a lot of need for them.
Well, on a fireplace, just about everyone I've ever seen has a part that sticks out in the room on the front. You know, it's on the floor like it's a brick fireplace. It's brick and it just sticks out in the front. What do you call that? Have you ever heard it called anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Why don't you ask me what the shelf is up at the top of the room? That's the mantle. Okay.
And then the part that goes up, you know, up to the roof.